ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ 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 രാം 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 ഹരേ 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 കൃഷ്ണ ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ 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 രാം 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 ഹരേ 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 കൃഷ്ണ ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ 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 രാം 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 ഹരേ 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 കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ 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 രാം 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 ഹരേ 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 കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ 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 രാം 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 ഹരേ 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 കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ 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 രാമ 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 ഹരേ 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 കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ 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 രാമ 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 ഹരേ 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 കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ 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 രാമ 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 ഹരേ 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 കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ 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 രാമ 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 ഹരേ 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 കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ 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 രാമ 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 ഹരേ 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 കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ 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 രാമ 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 ഹരേ 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 കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ 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 രാമ 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 ഹരേ 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 കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ 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 രാമ 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 ഹരേ 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 കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ 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 രാമ 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 ഹരേ 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 കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ 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 രാമ 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 ഹരേ 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 കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ 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 രാമ 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 ഹരേ 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 കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ 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 രാമ 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 ഹരേ ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ 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 രാമ 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 ഹരേ 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 കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ 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 രാമ 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 ഹരേ 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 കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ 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 രാമ 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 ഹരേ 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 കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ 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 രാമ 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 ഹരേ 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 കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ 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 രാമ 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 ഹരേ ഹരേ നമ വിഷ്ണുപദായ കൃഷ്ണപ്രസ്ഥായ ഭൂതലേ ശ്രീമതേ ഭക്തി വേദാന്ത സ്വാമിനിതി നാമിനേ നമസ്തേ സരസ്വതി ദേവീം ഗൗരവാണി പ്രചാരിണേ നവിശേഷ ശൂന്യവാദി പാശ്ചാത്യദേശതാരിണേ ജയ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യ പ്രഭു നിത്യാനന്ദ ശ്രീയദ്വൈത ഗദാധാര ശ്രീവാസാദി ഗൗര ഭക്തവൃന്ദ ജയ जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Bhaja Govinda Govinda Gopala,
Bhaja Govinda
భజ గోవింద గోవింద గోపాల భజ గోవింద గోవింద గోపాల భజ మురళీ మనోహర నందలాల భజ మురళీ మనోహర నందలాల భజ గోవింద గోవింద గోపాల భజ గోవింద గోవింద గోపాల భజ మురళీ మనోహర నందలాల భజ మురళీ మనోహర నందలాల భజ మురళీ మనోహర నందలాల భజ గోవింద గోవింద గోపాల భజ గోవింద గోవింద గోపాల భజ మురళీ మనోహర నందలాల భజ నందలాల భజ నందలాల 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 మురళీ మనోహర నందలాల భజ గోవింద గోవింద గోపాల భజ గోవింద గోవింద గోపాల భజ మురళీ మనోహర నందలాల భజ మురళీ మనోహర నందలాల భజ మురళీ మనోహర నందలాల భజ గోవింద గోవింద గోపాల భజ గోవింద గోవింద గోపాల భజ మురళీ మనోహర నందలాల భజ మురళీ మనోహర నందలాల హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Vihari Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Vihari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Jaya Girivara Dhari Jaya Girivara Dhari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Jaya Girivara Dhari Jaya Girivara Dhari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Jaya Girivara Dhari Jaya Girivara Dhari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Vihari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Jaya Girivara Dhari Jaya Girivara Dhari Jaya Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana यशोदनन्दन व्रज जन रञ्जन यशोदनन्दन व्रज जन रञ्जन यशोदनन्दन व्रज जन रञ्जन यशोदनन्दन व्रज जन रञ्जन यमुनतीरवनचारी तीरवनचारी यमुनतीरवनचारी यमुनातीरवनचारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा हरे रामा राम रामा हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा हरे रामा राम रामा हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम रामा हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम रामा हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम रामा हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम रामा हरे 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 रामा राम रामा हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम रामा हरे हरे Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Radha Gokulananda, Radha Gokulananda, Radha Gokulananda, Radhe Radhe. Jaya Radha Gokulananda, Radha Gokulananda, Radha Gokulananda, Radhe Radhe. Radha Gokulananda, Radha Gokulananda, Radha Gokulananda, Radhe Radhe. Jaya Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman, Jaya Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman. Jaya Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman, Jaya Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman. Jaya Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman, जय सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान जय गौरमिताय जय गौरमिताय गौरमिताय जय गौरमिताय जय गौरमिताय जय गौरमिताय गौरमिताय जय गौरमिताय जय गौरमिताय जय गौरमिताय गौरमिताय जय गौरमिताय जय प्रभुपादा जय प्रभुपादा प्रभुपादा जय प्रभुपादा जय प्रभुपादा जय प्रभुपादा प्रभुपादा जय प्रभुपादा प्रभुपा 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 जय जय प्रभुपा जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तरशत श्री श्रीमान अभय चरणारविंद भक्तवेदांत गोस्वामी महाराज शील प्रभुपाद की जय नितलीला प्रविष्ट ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तरशत श्री श्रीमान भक्त सिद्धांत सरस्वती महाराज शील प्रभुपाद की आनंदकोड़ी वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकूर की प्रेम सहो श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद की श्री श्री राधाकृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्यामगुंड राधागुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की वृंदावन धाम की मायापुर धाम की मधुरपुरी धाम की जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की द्वारकापुरी धाम की गंगमाई की यमुनामाई की तुलसीदेवी की भक्तिदेवी की सामवेद भक्तवृंद की गौर प्रेमानंदी ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज श्री श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरंग ऑल ग्लोरीज श्रील प्रभुपाद नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण प्रस्ताय भूतले श्रीमद्भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय संसारसागरे मग्नं दीनं मां करुणानिधे कर्मग्राहगृहीताङ्गं मामुद्धर भवार्णव श्रीमद्भागवदाख्योऽयं प्रत्यक्षकृष्णमेव हि स्वीकृतोऽसि मया नाथ मुक्त्यर्थं भवसागरे मनोरथे मदीयोऽयं सफलः सर्वदा त्वया निर्विघ्नेनैव कर्तव्यं दासोऽहं तव केशव भवे भवे यथा भक्ति पादयोस्तव जायते तथा कुरुष्व देवेश नाथस्त्वं नो यत प्रभो नाम संकीर्तनं यस्य सर्वपाप प्रणाशनं प्रणामो दुःखशमनं तं नमामि हरिं परं जन्माद्यस्य यतोन्मयादितरतस् अर्थेष्वभिज्ञस्वरान् तेने ब्रह्महृदाय आदिगवये मुह्यन्ति यत्सूरय तेजो वारिमृदं यथा विनिमयो यत्र त्रिसर्गो मृषा धाम्ना स्वेन सदा निरस्तकुहकं सत्यं परं धीमहि ധർമ്മപ്രോജ്ജിത ഗൈതഗോത്രപരമോ നിർമ്മത്സരാണാം സദാ വേദ്യം വാസ്തവമത്ര വസ്തു ശിവദം താപത്രയോന്മൂലനം ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാമുനികൃതേ കിം വാപരൈരീശ്വര സദ്യോ ഹൃദ്യവരുദ്ധ്യതേത്ര കൃതിഭി ശുശ്രൂഷുഭി തക്ഷണാത് നിഗമകൽപതരോർഗലിതം ഫലം ശുഖമുഖാത് അമൃതദ്രവ സംയുതം പിബത ഭാഗവതം രസമാലയം മുഹുരഹോ രസികാ ഭുവി ഭാവുകാഃ സച്ചിദാനന്ദരൂപായ വിശ്വോൽപത്യാദിഹേതവേ താപത്രയ വിനാശായ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണായ വയം നുമാ യം പ്രവ്രജന്തം ഹനുവേദമഭേദകൃത്യം ദ്വൈപായനോ വിരഹകാതരമജ്ജുഹവാ പുത്രേതിദന്മയതയത്തരവോഭിനേതു തം സർവഭൂതഹൃദയം മുനിം ആനതോസ്മി യസ്വാനുഭാവമഖിലശ്രുതിസാരമേകം അധ്യാത്മദീപം അതിഥിതീർഷതാം തമോന്ധം സംസാരിണാം കരുണയാഹ പുരാണഗുഹ്യം തം വ്യാസസൂനുമുപയാമി ഗുരും മുനീനാം നാരായണം നമസ്കൃത്യ നരം ചൈവ നരോത്തമം ദേവീം സരസ്വതീം വ്യാസം തതോ ജയമുദീരയേ കമനീയ കിശോരമുഗ്ധമൂർത്തേ കളവേണുക്കൊണിദാതൃദാനനേന്ദോ മമ വാചി വിജൃംഭതാം മുരാരേ മധുരീം നാകണികാപി കാപി കാപി നമാ ഓം വിഷ്ണുപദായ കൃഷ്ണപ്രസ്ഥായ ഭൂതലെ ശ്രീമതേ ഭക്തിവേദാന്തസ്വാമിനിതി നാമിനേ നമസ്തേ സരസ്വതി ദേവീം ഗൗരവാണി പ്രചാരിണേ നിർവിശേഷശൂന്യവാദി പാശ്ചാത്യാദേശതാരിണേ ശ്രീമൽഗുരുചരണാരവിന്ദാഭ്യാം നമ വന്ദേ നന്ദവ്രജസ്ത്രീണാം പാദരേണുമഭീഷ്ണശാ യാസാം ഹരിഗതോദ്ഗീതം പുനാദിഭുവനത്രയം ഗോപീചരണാരവിന്ദ പരമാണവേ നമ പീതാംബരം കരവിരാജിതചക്രശംഖം കൗമോദകീ സരസിജം കരുണാസമുദ്രം രാധാസഹായം അതിസുന്ദരമന്ദഹാസം വാതാലയേശ മനിഷം ഹൃദി ഭാവയാമി കോമളം കൂജയൻ വേണും ശ്യാമളോയം കുമാരക വേദവേദ്യപരം ബ്രഹ്മ ഭാസദാം പുരതോ മമ മൂകം കരോതി വാചാലം പങ്കും ലംഘയതി ഗിരിം യൽകൃപാതമഹം വന്ദേ പരമാനന്ദമാധവം ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണായ നമ ശ്രീമതി രാധികായി നമ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ this chapter 6th chapter in the Bhagavad Gita which is referred to as Dhyana Yogam, isn't it? It also has another name, Atma Samyamana Yogam. There is another name given to that as Atma Samyamana Yogam or Dhyana Yogam. So we are discussing this Dhyana Yogam as a preparation for the Dhyana Yogam, what is discussed in the Srimad Bhagavatam. As you know, that in Srimad Bhagavatam, when Krishna is talking to Uddhava, the same Dhyana Yogam, Krishna has starts from a place where already what has been spoken to Arjuna is left behind, and only as far as the meditation or dhyanam of Krishna that is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam is only an advanced understanding of the Dhyana Yogam, what's already discussed in the Bhagavad Gita. That is how it is. What's already discussed in the Bhagavad Gita, the Dhyana Yogam, an advanced understanding or a post-graduation of this Dhyana Yogam in the Bhagavad Gita is what is discussed in the Ekadasha Skandam, in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So, we were discussing last Sunday, and these verses, as we saw from the very beginning, Krishna has mentioned about Dhyanam is not a process that one can enter into very easily. And in preparation to that, Krishna talks about various things in this chapter. How that mood of Dhyanam or Dhyanam process captures the person. Rather than the person sits down and trying to meditate. On the other hand, the Dhyanam process captures a person and automatically the Dhyanam goes on inside without any external effort. Normally, in the modern world, what we find is Dhyana Yogam is practiced as a sort of a, they call it meditation processes, or it's taught like in a class, as though meditation is not, Dhyanam is not something which you can teach like that in the class. It's not possible, because Dhyanam, Krishna says, when all the Chittavritti stops, then the Dhyanam begins. And Chittavritti, you can't put a break to it in a classroom, sitting down for a few minutes. When so many other vasanas inside, in the subtle body, is very vigorously functioning there, the Dhyanam gets interrupted continuously. So, that's not what Krishna is talking about. Krishna is talking about here, in the Bhagavad Gita, Dhyana Yogam refers to that, that Dhyanam happens to a person after engaging in various other processes which Krishna has spoken so far, particularly beginning with the Karma Yogam. From Karma Yogam, Chitta Shuddhi comes. And when Chitta Shuddhi comes, automatically it will turn into Dhyanam. This is the point Krishna is making. So we were discussing that last Sunday. Verse 7. Jidatmana prashandasya paramatma samahidaha Shidoshna Sukadukeshu Tatha Manava Manayo. This was the verses we were talking about it, isn't it? Jidatmana Prashandasya Paramatma Samahida Shidoshna Sukadukeshu Tatha Manava Manayo. Krishna was saying like that in there. He says that here is the continuous analysis of the mind is necessary. Mind is the target, isn't it? That's where the target is, the mind. How to change this chitavritti inside, or the mind, or the subtle body. So that's where the whole focus is on that. On the focus is on the dhyanam is on the mind. We, most of us, find it very difficult to understand this phenomenon called mind. In the Shastram it says, vijrambhanam. From the soul, some unusual power comes away from that. And that is mind. Anirvajaniyam. Ajari Swamiji says it's anirvajaniyam power from the soul that comes. So this mind, which is difficult to understand, most of us don't understand that compared to the body and the mind, who is more powerful? Actually, we think body is powerful, isn't it? Body, we think that mind controls the body, that's definitely there. But even in size, the mind is much bigger than the body. Because we don't know the size of the mind, it is inside. But one thing we know, the mind is capable of getting anywhere in a very, very short time. Sitting here, you can travel to all other planets, all the other universes, sitting here. Mind is not only inside, mind goes outside as well. So mind can expand to such levels, which is beyond our imagination, which shows that the mind is more powerful than the gross body. Gross body is very limited. It has only a limited area where it is limited to a certain time, a certain place, and it's finished there. But mind is not like that. Mind can go outside the body and goes to all other places, wanders around all over the world, all over the creation, and it can come back again and rest in its own place. Which shows that the mind in itself is more powerful than the body. Body is nothing compared to the functioning of the mind is concerned. Jidatmana prashandasya, Krishna says here, paramatma samahida. So that's why it is important to know this, that as I mentioned before, the nature of the mind is duality, isn't it? Dvaitam. Continuously in dvaitam. That is the moving from one place to another, one to another, one to another. As soon as you think about something positive, immediately a negative thought comes, followed by the that is the duality of the mind. We mentioned that also. Then as soon as you talk about the heat, memory of the cold will come. Memory of the cold will come. Similarly, when you talk about the happiness of the mind, immediately there is a fear of distress coming next to that. That fear will come. Will the distress come to me afterwards? So sukham, dukham, happiness, distress, heat and cold, all these things is constantly the duality that is attacking the mind. That is the nature of the mind. Krishna is saying here, happiness and distress, heat and cold, manam avamanam, tatha manabhamanayo, says here, isn't it? Tatha manabhamanayo. Manam and abhamanam. Honor and dishonor. Krishna says, honor and dishonor, all these things will move the mind. If there is honor, there will be dishonor as well after that. Similarly, if there is happiness, there will be distress as well. So the mind by nature, as long as there is mind, it will keep moving in both directions. So the physical experience is this happiness and the heat and cold. That is a physical experience. But mentally, we have happiness, distress, and honor, dishonor. But what is the difference, Krishna is saying here, for a person who has advanced in yoga, what happens to him? Or one who has realized the soul. So, first thing, he knows very well, by constant reflection, he has understood that I am not this body. That's the first realization he has, that I am not this body. Body was born. Body was born at a particular time, and many changes have happened in this body. Sometimes it was thin, sometimes it was fat, sometimes the hair was black, and sometimes the hair has turned grey. So many changes are happening into this body. But to know that this body which is constantly changing, I am not that body. This is the first realization. The body which is constantly changing, I am not that body. So, interesting thing is, when this change is constantly happening in us, we are not aware of the change that's happening in the body. We are not aware of the change that's happening in the body. We are conscious of the changes to some extent, what's happening in others' body. But we don't, because we see with our eyes what's happening in others' body, to some extent we are aware of the changes. But our own body, which is constantly changing, even the scientists agree that in 7 years' time, all the cells in the body is completely replaced by new cells. They say like that. But whatever it may be, the fact remains that this body is changing. And because the body is changing, Krishna calls this body as asat. It is called asat. Asat means something which has no existence, which has no genuine existence. Therefore, it is categorized in that way. So, absolute in the platform, Krishna says, one who is conscious of these things, all these changes does not affect us, does not affect the soul. So, only when someone else tells us that I am changing, I have become aware of that, I have to take the mirror, have a look at it, and then I know that the change is happening. So, in the same way, Krishna's point is that because they are happening to the body, changes are happening into the body, and heat and cold is experienced by the body. Heat and cold is experienced by the body. Tatha manapamanayo, shidoshna sugadukheshu. Krishna is saying, heat and cold, happiness and distress, honor and dishonor, all these are related to the body and the mind. That has nothing to do with the soul. Nothing to do with the soul. Nobody can insult or honor the soul. And nobody can dishonor the soul either. That is the truth. So, because of our own ignorance, we can insult ourselves. Our own ignorance. Because of that. So, if you accept that I am this body, then you have to accept all the distress that's coming from this body as well. So, on the other hand, if one thinks that I am not this body, then whatever we may do to this body, the identity with the soul is never lost. We mentioned this before, that spurti. Spurti means the projection that is coming from the soul of our awareness of our existence, that can never be touched. So, body is like a dead thing, jadam it is. Therefore, there is no chetana inside. So, that is where Krishna was mentioning there, jidatmana prashandasya and paramatma samahida. All these verses have a lot of deeper import into it. Krishna says here that prashandasya means that shandi inside is keep coming from somewhere. It's come trickling down. Jidatmana, for one who has complete control of the mind and the senses. One who has got complete control of the mind and the senses, Krishna is saying here, he is prashandasya. If you look into Srimad Bhagavatam, also you will see there, when Sudama saw Krishna, Krishna was asking Sudama, how are you? Sudama's reply to that, if you look in the Bhagavatam, you will see Sudama is saying that although in extreme poor conditions living, still Sudama's answer was in great abundance of shandi inside. Complete shandi and satisfaction inside. So where is that coming from? That is the question. That's what Krishna is offering here. Jidatmana prashandasya. That shandi that is come from the soul. The shandi is coming from the soul. A total satisfaction inside. Why? Why is that prashandasya? Paramatma samahida. Because he is situated in the Paramatma. Paramatma samahida. That is where it is. So, therefore, the moment that shandi gets affected by false ego, ahangaram, the shandi will go. Shandi and the ahangaram, they cannot stay together inside. The false ego and the shandi, they cannot stay together inside. Krishna is making that point here. Jidatmana prashandasya paramatma samahida. Only when the soul, when the individual soul consciousness is with the paramatma state, only then shandi is possible, prashandasya. Otherwise there is no shandi. While there is false ego inside, ahangaram, ahangara vritti, it is referred to, as long as the ahangaram is inside, shandi is not possible. So, shandi, Krishna says here, the same as we mentioned before, Paramatma himself is present as Jivatma inside. So that spurti, what we are experiencing inside as Chetana, that's what we were saying last Sunday also, that all these experiences in the world, all the experiences in the world is happening in that awareness inside, isn't it? That awareness inside is more important. That my existence, I am there, I am existing. In that, if that awareness wasn't there, we won't know anything what is happening in this world, isn't it? Because of the presence of the soul inside, all other dealings with this world, whether it is vyavaharam or whether any other activity in this world, is possible because of presence of the soul inside. So, just like this question comes up, now I'm looking at others, so many people we see here, I see them through the eyes. But is it possible to see everyone with the eyes alone? If I just have the eyes, it is not possible. We know about that, isn't it? And where did we see this from? Because the mind has come through the eyes and started experiencing the presence of others. So where did the mind come from? Mind has come from somewhere where it goes back at the night. At night time, where it goes back to the same place. Just like we have these three states of existence, Jagrat, Swapnam and Sushupti. So, as we know very well, that these three states, what's happening is, that in Jagrat, the body is there, the mind is there, I am there. This is the importance of the Upanishads. Upanishads are telling us, in Jagrat state, the body is there, the mind is there, I am there. I am there means the awareness I am is there, or the false ego I am is there. In the dream state, the body has gone, the mind is there, I am there. And in the deep sleep state, the body has gone away, the mind has gone away, but I am there. It is the proof that I am always there. It is in me. Because of my presence, I am there existing, that I am experiencing Jagrat, I am experiencing Swapnam or dream state, or I am experiencing Sushupti, all because happening because of my presence there. I am that existence. So it is in that background all these things are happening. So wherever the mind has come from in the morning, when it comes out, it is the same place it goes back in the night. It goes back to the same place. So it calls the dissolution of the mind. Mind gets dissolved there. So you can see here, so if you inquire where the mind is coming from the soul. Because of this awareness where I am, that spurti is coming from. It is from the same source that the mind is also originating. So, so then it happens to this, like this, that just like when we see that the in the material life, we have we see water far away, and marimarichika that is referred to, isn't it, mirage. So similarly, the water that is present in the same way, that the origin, the mind is present coming from the soul, but we don't know exactly where it is originating clearly. It is not known to us. So, and you inquire, and when the mind comes out, our individuality also comes out in the morning, isn't it? When we come back from deep sleep, the mind comes out and our individuality comes out. When the individuality comes out, we experience everything in this rest of the world. What goes on in this world becomes important. We accept it, and attachment, aversion, ragadvesham, all these things develops from that. So this subtle thing, what is coming out from the soul, which we identify as the subtle body, we identify, and that is what is actually responsible for my personality as well, isn't it? Actually, that personality is nothing but a projection of that mind, which is the subtle body that comes out, and I start identifying with various things in this world in different ways. I am the man, I am husband, or I am wife, or I am the son in this, or I am working in somewhere, or I am the I belong to this country, I belong to this community, or I am an engineer, I am a doctor. All these kind of identities pops up at that time when we identify with the our awareness, with that awareness which is also from where the mind has come. So only in the presence of the mind all these things are happening. So there we have seen here that Jagral Swapnam Sushupti, that thing which doesn't change in all these things, Krishna is refers to that Paramatma Samahida. That is where only when we are in that state, Paramatma Samahida, Krishna says, Jitatmana Prashandasya. Peace comes to such a person. Otherwise, it is not going to happen. Just like if you look at it this way, that the same person is the same person who was a witness in the vacant state. And it is the same person who is experiencing the dream state also. And it's the same person who is experiencing the deep sleep also. Jagrat, Swapnam, Sushupti. In all these three states, the person hasn't changed. One who is experiencing that has not changed. The experience has changed. The experiencer who is experiencing the thing, he hasn't changed. Only the experience has changed. So, so if we have understood this, that it is the same person, understood means if we realize this, that the person who is witnessing the vacant state, the dream state, and the deep sleep, if we have realized that, then it is possible that I am a person who can break away from this mind. We can break away from this mind. At the moment, because this three states of existence has not been analyzed very well, our normal tendency, as soon as we wake up, is to identify with the mind, isn't it? And to engage in various transactions in this world. Krishna is saying here, Because we are independent of the mind, independent of the body, independent of the intelligence, independent of the ego, our existence is completely different from all these things. When we understand that, the easiest process, Krishna says, to win over the mind is that to accept this, that actually we have no connection with the mind. Actually we have no connection with the mind. We have to accept these words, what Krishna has spoken here. Because just like we have no connection with the body, similarly we have no connection with the mind, and as well as we have no connection with the intelligence or false ego either. We have no connection in any of these places. We have no connection with anything. But it is due to what Krishna calls it as the ignorance. Said the easiest possible way, because after all, what we are discussing now, this sixth chapter or dhyanam, is only directed towards controlling the mind, isn't it? To win over the mind. If we try to win the mind with our own mind, it will not happen. That's not possible. That's the point Krishna is making. You cannot control the mind with your own mind. That will not work. The only alternative is that to completely break the connection with the mind. And that is what Krishna says here, that that is the direct process and it is the easiest process to break the connection with the mind. We have gone to the theater to see the cinema, and we went there to get rid of the tension inside, whatever problem we have at home or whatever it is. So when you went there, what has happened is the movie happened to be a tragedy. And what can you do? So when you saw the movie, everything is disaster there also. All what was happening at home is more miserable when you went to the theater. You went there with the hope that you will experience something different. But when you went there, it so happened, the movie happened to be a tragedy. So when you watch the movie, everyone is depressed in the movie as well. And there was divorce, there was murder, there was fighting, quarrel, child abuse, everything what you experience in the world outside, you have seen in the movie. Then you start saying that, why did I come here? I paid money and sat here to watch all these things. I tried to escape from some source and I come here for the shelter. But on the other hand, what has happened was a total disaster. So in that situation, so you can't change the movie because it's already set up. But Krishna says here that all these things are happening. The movie is happening in the screen, isn't it? In the screen. But nothing has changed in the screen. After the movie was over, when you looked, the screen is there as it is. What has happened is only the movie has changed. So in order to escape from that, you just observe, look at the screen, and never touch the cinema, never touch the movie, what you were looking at. So if you do like that, so many things will come in the movie. So many things will come and go. But none of them has anything to do with me. And similarly, Krishna says here that in this system of our mind, body, intelligence, ego and the gross material body, what's happening is that so many things are happening in the mind, in intelligence and the ego. But as soon as you move back to your pure identity of the soul, as soon as we identify ourselves as the soul and move into the spiritual identity, immediately Krishna says all these activities stop straight away. Activities of the mind, activities of the intelligence. All this is how all the great jnanis, all the great devotees and all the great yogis also, they have moved away from this world, from this world of duality. Otherwise, keeping all the duality together, it is not possible to control the mind. It is not possible to control the mind. Mano buddhi ahangara chittani naham. Naja shrotra jihve, naja grana netre, naja vyomarube, na tejo na vayu. Manasa, buddhi, ahangaram, chitta, mind, intelligence, false ego, and the subtle body, none of them I am. Asamalagi says this. Mano buddhi ahangara chittani naham. Naja grana netre, naja shrotra jukhve. Neither the five senses of knowledge. I am not that. I am not this mind. I am not this intelligence. I am not this ego. I am none of these. And naja krana netre, naja shrotra jihve. Neither the five senses, the eyes, the ears, the sense of touch, the sense of taste, the sense of smell, none of them I am. Naja krana netre, naja shrotra jihve, naja krana netre. Naja tejo na vayu, na bhumi. Neither any of these my material elements I am that. I am none of these five material, naja vyama bhumi, na tejo na vayu. None of the five material elements I am. Then who am I? Chidananda Rupam. I am, my nature is Chitta, Satya Chitta and Anandam. That is my pure identity. So, self-realization means coming to this understanding and realizing this in practice. Realizing this in practice. That is why it is so important to know this. That the we have got used to identifying with the body, with the mind, with the intelligence, with the ego, and all the sense enjoyment goes along with that. Able to come out of this and free ourselves from the grip of this asat. Krishna refers to whole thing in total as asat. How to free oneself from this asat and be situated on the platform of the sat. That is what Krishna calls as self-realization. And that is why we were discussing last Sunday, Krishna himself as an example shown to us this. In Bhishma Stuti, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, if you look, you will see there. Bhishma was fighting this battle, isn't it? In the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Bhishma was fighting with Krishna. At some point, Arjuna found it very difficult to deal with Bhishma, such a powerful warrior as Bhishma. So Bhishma was fighting, and Sukadeva Goswami says there, totally there are three Bhishma Stuti. If you read Bhishma Stuti in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhishma's glorification of Krishna at the time of leaving this world, Bhishma talks about three important things in Bhishma's life, what he noticed about Krishna. That is very important. In the Bhagavatam, if you see, Bhishma mentions three important things about Krishna, what he has noticed, observed in Krishna, Bhishma's life in this world. Out of the 12 or so verses, 8 verses, Bhishma is talking about Krishna's presence in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. In the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Yudhitiraga rajo vidhumra vishwa kajalalada shamavari alangrada asyai mama nishida sharer vibhidhyamanam tujikulasel kavajestu krishna alma. He says there that Bhishma was fighting with Krishna and he was firing very powerful arrows at Krishna. Very powerful arrows at Krishna. So during that war, what Bhishma has noticed was that arrows were shot at Krishna, but Krishna was smiling and fighting with Bhishma. Normally, when a normal case, who are on the bodily identity, what will happen? When the arrows hit the body, we will feel the pain, isn't it? Toji vilasal kavajestu Krishna alma. The armor, what Krishna was wearing, that was broken. And it has even gone into the skin. Krishna's body, it has even affected the skin. And still, Krishna was smiling and ready to fight with Bhishma. He jumped out of the chariot at that time. So, in order to show to us that the personality or any great soul, particularly Krishna's case, is understandable as the Absolute Truth Himself, He has to show that the truth is like this. So Krishna has displayed that to us to show that the person who is on the level identification with the body and the person who is in identification with the soul, they are two different persons. Persons in identification with the body has to experience every misery of this body. There is no question about that. A little disturbance in the body immediately gets affected. Disturbance in the mind, it gets affected. But Krishna's life, practically Krishna is showing to us that no matter what happens in this world, right in the middle of the battlefield, a self-realized soul is not affected. That is what it is important. A self-realized soul is not affected in the middle of the battlefield. This is the main reason to show to us that self-realization or or the knowledge of the self, even in the battlefield, will not be disturbed. Even in the battlefield, will not be disturbed. So, Vedavyasa Maharshi is asking us this question. If one can be self-realized in the battlefield, which is the most difficult place to be in the difficult place where you have to be free from the bodily identity. If that is possible, where is the problem in realizing the self while living in this world? This question comes from that. That is why in Bhagavad Gita, the whole Bhagavad Gita's background of this battlefield is only for this reason. That even in a battlefield, if you can realize the self, because why? Because it's in the battlefield that you experience the greatest bodily identity. You're fighting there for the body. Complete bodily concept, you're fighting the war, isn't it? You're fighting the war, completely under bodily concept of life. Generally, people are interested in the history of the war, isn't it? How many people fought on Duryodhana's side? How many people fought on the Pandava side? And how big was the battlefield? How so many people could stand in the battlefield? These are the kind of questions generally people, they want to verify all this is true or not. This is the kind of mind normally people think in that direction, isn't it? And they want to see. But the message from Bhagavad Gita is that self-realization, which is the goal of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is talking to Arjuna, all these 700 verses, to come to that platform of the identification with the soul. Krishna is pointing out to Arjuna that even in the battlefield, and he is displaying to us, even in the right in the middle of the battlefield, a realized soul is not disturbed. It's not disturbed under any circumstances. Why? Because it is so strongly anchored on the soul. So strongly anchored on the soul. Such is the glory of self-realization. If we want to solve the problems of life, birth, death, old age, disease, if you don't want to accept another material body, or even these problems of this material body, right now here in this world, Krishna is saying, if you want to escape from this, the solution is self-realization. Realizing the self, what we are. There is no other shortcut to that. Keeping this material body with us, it is not possible to be in happy state. It is not possible. Therefore, Bhishma Stuti says like this, that Krishna is showing to us the activities of the dharmam of the jnani. That sometimes, sometimes this is interesting. If you look into Ramayanam and Mahabharatam also, sometimes realized souls also experience distress. But what is the difference? That people who look from outside, they will think that, oh, they are also affected. So where is the difference between Krishna and me? Or between Ramachandra and me? In fact, in Ramayanam, Ramachandra got separated from Sita Devi, isn't it? And Ramachandra cried when Sita Devi was separated. So, actually what we have to understand, even if they have cried, that is only Upadhi Dharma. Upadhi Dharma means mind and body, gross body, mind, these things will show its own characteristics, its own character. Nothing touches inside. That is the beauty of... That's why in Ramayanam, when it comes to this particular... actually, Ramachandra showed this to us, that whether it is Ramachandra also, if he gets stuck to somewhere, sticking happens, he must cry. That's the law. That is the law. Sudeva Goswami says there. Pradayam chachara, he says in the Bhagavatam, isn't it? Srinam cha gatimiti pradayam chachara, prathamam chachara. That anyone who is addicted or attached to a man, attached to a woman, or a woman attached to a man, he must suffer in this world. That is the law. That is that nobody can. Srinam cha gatimiti pradayam chachara. That one who, his gadi, his destiny is, he is meant to go through this distress. No matter who it is. Whether Sudeva Goswami says, even if it's Ramachandra, it doesn't matter, it will happen. So such is the law. Material nature is, the laws of material nature is such. So in order to point out this point to us, that material body will behave according to its nature. According to its nature. And that will show various things. It will experience the happiness, distress. And even while that is happening, inside is not affected. inside is not affected. That will only happen when realization comes, when self-realization comes. That is why it is so much stressed in the Bhagavad Gita, as well as in the Srimad Bhagavatam. All the Puranas, all the Upanishads, everything was written only to get us to this understanding, that I am different from this body. But because it is such a difficult process to realize, it has to be spoken in various ways, through stories, through Upanishads, through other processes, bhakti, jnanam, karmam, yogam, everything is only to get us to understand that we are different from the body. We are different from the body. But unfortunately, what happens is most of us with our modern education, which is very much stressing on we are the body, isn't it? So that's where things have gone. So Krishna says there, if you look into Vidyarani Swamiji's one literature, he says, Punganubunga Vishayakshana Talparoha. That Punganubunga Vishayakshanam, that one person who is, although engaged, he is talking about a realized soul. How is that? How does he function in this world? Now what we are discussing in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is talking about, in order to make us understand what happens when you are self-realized, when you have realized the self. That's why all these few verses now on, which Krishna is referring to in this sixth chapter, that this will be the state of consciousness of that person. Pungani punga vishayakshana talparobi. That vishayakshana talparobi, that even if he is in the sense objects, he is engaged in the activities like that. Brahmava loga dishana na jahadi yogi. Even while engaged in activities in this world, the attention is always on the soul. Attention is always on the soul. Brahmava loga dishanam na jahadi yogi. Yogi will not come out of that. He is fixed there on the soul. And Sangeeta Thala Layam Ritta Vasham Gadabi. That Sangeetam Thalam Layam Ritam. Like you have seen this, there is a way women have in the villages, they dance keeping a lot of pots one top of the other. According to the music, they will dance. All these pots one on top of the other. When you see how they balance it, it's really amazing thing. That how they can balance so many things on the, keeping it on the head. Any moment they can fall, but they don't fall. Sangeeta Thala Layanartha Vasham Gadavi. They are able to control dance according to the music, and they follow the Shruti, Thalam, everything very well. And to the beats and the rhythm, they keep it very well, and the pots doesn't fall. So you may wonder, how are they able to do that? Maulista Kumbha Parirakshana Dhi Nadiva. That although they are dancing to the music and they are doing various things according to the music, all the attention is always here on the top of the head about these spots. So similarly, Krishna is saying here, Vidyarani Swami also says the same thing. Krishna is also saying here the same thing. No matter how much they are busy with this world, all kinds of transactions, vyavaharam they may be doing here, attention is always on the soul. Attention is always on the soul. So they may dance, they may sing, but they will never allow that to disturb their attention on the soul. Attention on the soul is never disturbed. You have to remember here, it is not the attention with the mind or the intelligence. What has happened here is that soul which is coming through the mind and intelligence and the senses to engage in sense gratification, it has withdrawn from the senses, withdrawn from the mind, withdrawn from the intelligence, and it is peacefully in its pure identity as the soul, he is able to remain there. He is able to remain there. So what happens is that a yogi who is practicing this process, Krishna says, when the heat is coming, he is realizing that heat in the form of the heat, or in the form of the cold, and any happiness when it comes, or when a distress comes, in its own form, they accept it as this is the experience of Brahman, experience of the soul. In other words, the soul, when the realization comes of the identity with the soul, as our identity as the soul, what will happen at that point is that the when heat comes or cold comes or happiness comes or distress comes, under all these circumstances, because he has separated from the body and the mind and fixed on the soul, he knows very well cold, heat, happiness, distress are all nothing but a transformation of the soul from inside. Transformation of the... It is the same soul I am experiencing inside has manifested here in the form of heat, in the form of cold, in the form of happiness, in the form of distress, in the form of honor, in the form of dishonor. This is a difficult thing, difficult to even to comprehend with our mind and intelligence. Therefore, Krishna is saying here that this has to be experienced. He will talk about that in the next verse, that it is not something to understand with the mind or the intelligence. I have mentioned many times before, our normal tendency is to understand everything with mind and intelligence and analyze things in that way. Spiritual life begins where we have to keep the mind and intelligence away from this, Instead, what happened was, once in a great city, one sannyasi lived in a great city, and at some point in his life, he was more or less going to leave his body. Unfortunately, at that time, there was a great calamity in that city. A disease came, like a plague or cholera or something like that, and lots of people died. Lots of people died in that process. Thousands and thousands of people died. The sannyasi went and saw the situation. He was also getting up. He didn't die, but he saw so many people dying. So one day, sannyasi sat there and he cried, seeing the pathetic situation in the city. So at that time, someone who had known him goes to him and asked him like this. He said, "How come you are also getting affected like us in this world? We are all affected because we are mundane people. We get affected. But you are a sannyasi. You have given up all this attachment to the body, attachment to the mind, attachment to what goes on in this world. Sannyasis have moved away from this world, isn't it? So, for a sannyasi, how come you are experiencing the same distress like us, ordinary people? And so if that is like that, where is the difference between the sannyasi and us?" This question he posed. He wanted to understand what the sannyasi had to say. So, at that time, his answer was like this, that there is a deep ecstasy even in the pain. In other words, that even while so many distress is happening, there also, he is very conscious that it is the same truth what is inside is manifesting in this way. There is a deep ecstasy even in the middle of that pain. That is what his answer was. Normally it's difficult for us to understand that, because we have so much identified with the mind and the body that we consider that all happiness and distress as the products of the mind and the body. But at the same time, we have no knowledge of the soul. But those who are realized, self-realized, they know that what is experienced, the mind and the intelligence and the body, are also a product of the soul. Isn't it? That is the coverage of the soul. But what is the difference? Just like the mind is existing on a temporary level, the body is existing on a temporary level, intelligence is existing on a temporary nature, false ego also is a temporary thing. The only reality in all these things is the soul behind, which is the Sat. All other things are Asat. Equally Asat is this happiness and the distress and the heat and the cold and the honor and the dishonor. So he was able to categorize it and say to that person that experiencing the happiness and distress or heat and cold of this world is directly experienced by the mind and the body. It has nothing to do with the soul. But upadhis, they are referred to as upadhi. Upadhi will perform its duty. Upadhi will perform its own duty. Body will get hurt. If you hit the body, if you cut the body, blood will come out from the body. That is the nature of this body. Material nature or material body's nature is like that. Similarly, if you do honor and dishonor, it will affect the mind. But realized soul knows that it is happening in the mind, not in the self. That's where that difference is happening there to him. He is able to discriminate there at that point and to say that honor and dishonor is for the body and the mind, not for the soul. So one who has gone to that platform, but mind will react in that way. Mind has to react, or the body has to react when it is treated in a particular way. So important point is, upadhi, like the body, the mind, intelligence, their dharma won't change. Their dharma, because that is already fixed by the material nature. Material nature has created this material body in such a way that if you torture the body will suffer. Body has to suffer. Just because I am self-realized doesn't mean if you hit my body, it will not hurt. It will hurt. But and the body will break, because that's the nature of the body. So even the self-realized soul, while they were living, this is what they are showing to us. Through their own life, all the great Mahatmas, if you look at them, you will see that they lived a life in such a way, always talking to us through their body and the mind to show to us that they are different from the body. They are different from the body. This is their presence, that is their sannidhyam, or what we realize from there. So that's when we understand that self-realization, although we have realized the self, while living within this body and with this mind, intelligence and the false ego in there, all the upadhis, body, mind, intelligence and ego, they are the upadhis. These upadhi will act in its own way. That you can't change. What you can do is to free yourself from the upadhis and stay away. Upadhi has to leave you at some point in time. Upadhis will leave you and go away. That's what happens at the time of death. First thing, the gross body leaves you and go. And if you have completely realized the truth, the self-realization has happened, then the subtle body leaves you there. When the subtle body leaves, mind goes, intelligence goes, false ego goes, and then you are free. Then you are set free, free to go. So till that point, we have to accept this reality that mind is with us, body is with us, intelligence is with us, ego is with us. They are all there till this freedom happens. Till this freedom happens. Krishna is saying here, Jidalpana Prashandasya Paramatma Samahidaha. When one is situated in the Paramatma stage, Samahida, where he is present in that state, alone he can free from this disturbed state and come to the state of Prashandi, Shandi. Prashandasya. Jidalpana Prashandasya Paramatma Samahida. Shitoshnam Sukha Dukeshu. Then, Tatha Manapa Manayo. Shitam, Ushnam, Sukham, Dukham, Manam, Apamanam. All these things are the material nature's interaction with this body and the mind. With the body and the mind. But Krishna is saying, the first two lines, Krishna is saying, Jidalpana Prashandasya Paramatma Samahita. Realized his soul, he is in absolutely shandi, in peace, completely situated on the platform of the soul, fully released from the effect of the next two lines, Shidoshna Sugadukheshu Tadhamanapamanayo. So the last two lines refers to the asat. The first two lines refers to the sat. That is how it is. Krishna's point is that it is not easy to come to that state. But when the self-realization happens, Krishna says, you can escape or free yourself once for all from all the problems of this world, all the problems of this life. Again and again, in Srimad Bhagavatam, if you look, Jadabharata's story, Rishabhadev's story, Uttarasura's story, and Ambarish Maharaj's story, what do they tell us? They only have to tell us the same thing. There's nothing different than that. All of them are pointing out to us that this is the way to go. This is the way to go. So, in Yoga Vasishtam also, in Yoga Vasishtam, Vasishtha Maharshi says there, that Shiva instructs Vasishtha Maharshi in there, that that even though a jnani who is realized, the self, that even though he is going through the distress of this world or happiness of this world, and also he may go through a lot of experiences of this world, happiness of this world, material happiness, in other words, or sometimes he may go through very serious illnesses or very very powerful diseases in this world, but but at the same time he will see the soul behind it in all these circumstances, in all these situations. That is his greatness, that he still accepts that the soul is the only reality, and therefore all the distress of this world or the happiness of this world or all other illnesses or whatever kinds of distress is there in this world, that he looks at them and he sees that they are all independent of the soul. They are all independent of the soul. He knows that I am experiencing cold and heat only because I am there, the soul is there. If the soul is not there, I don't experience the heat, I don't experience the cold. I don't experience the happiness, I don't experience the distress. I don't experience the miseries of any of the illnesses. Any of the illnesses. If the soul is not there, you have no illness. Even the body may get sick. All sickness may come to the body. Whatever most complicated illnesses, say cancer or diabetes or blood pressure, whatever problems in this world. But if the soul is not there, who has got the blood pressure? Who has got the diabetes? Who has got the cancer? There is nobody to experience it, isn't it? So only in the presence of the soul, the upadhis are able to experience it. Upadhis are able to experience the disease only in the presence of the soul. So every time he goes into this understanding that I am separate from all these things. So when that attention has gone into that awareness of my existence, Krishna says there, that is Brahmanubhavam. And Paramatma Samahita, that's what that means. He is situated in the platform of Brahman, and he is realizing, he is so fixed in that Shidoshna Sugadukeshu Tatha Manavapamaneyo. They have no connection with him at that point. Otherwise, if we don't understand it in this way, what we will do? We will say, okay, if we get self-realized, then you don't need to put the heating on. Or you will think that, I don't need any clothes. Or we may misunderstand things like that. Just like sometimes yogis sit in the Himalayas and all that. You will see, they'll show in the sometimes in the movies, or sometimes somebody sitting there without any wearing clothes in the freezing temperatures. So we think that they have got to that state. How did they get to that state? Either through one of the processes, jnanam, yogam, karmam, bhakti, whatever it is they've gone through. But eventually, when they come to that state, it's the same experience. Whether we go through jnanam, whether through go through bhakti or yogam, afterwards, when they have come to that realization, the experience is the same. They all reach the state of platform of the soul where they don't have to anymore. Because jidatmana prashandasya. Jidatmana prashandasya paramatma samahida, Krishna says. And Krishna also says, shidoshnam sukham dukheshu tadha manam avamaneyoho. None of them can touch him anymore. He has already left this body. He is in the identifying with the soul. That is what it was saying here. There are many examples like this in the history. If you look at many, many great sannyasis, one of them went to the Himalayas. And Himalayas, when it's very, very cold in that sub-zero temperatures, he was standing there and experiencing this experience of Brahman realization for him. So Brahman realized personalities, that is why they have allowed that to experience it. While living in the temperatures, in the warm weather, and in the favorable conditions for the body and the mind, one should practice this knowledge and come to realize it. And after realization, they go to the places like in Himalayas to experience it, what they have realized it here. What they have realized in the plains, in the plains, what they have experienced. Tapavana Swamiji says this in his life. He mentions this, that when I stayed home and study all Vedantic texts and constant reflection on that, He came to realize this at the end, that I have nothing to do with this body. But then he wanted to see whether his realization is complete or not. So he goes to the Himalayas and spent many years in the Himalayas in the freezing temperatures. And he understood that realization is genuine. Never again he took into any covering of the body seriously. Stayed as the same way as he lived in his village. And he explains that when self-realization happens, any other experience in this world of happiness, distress, honor, dishonor, heat, cold, that is also an experience of the Brahman. Brahman realization. It is the same experience he felt as he felt during the realized state while living in his own home in the village. There, while living in the village, he studied the Shastram, all Vedantic texts and all the Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Upanishads and many other literature. He has studied very well and reflected on it very well. And afterwards, he felt the need to verify that is my realization complete. So he goes to Himalayas, and that is where he got the opportunity to see away from all the possibility of any. Normally what we will do, as soon as we feel the cold, we look for the heat straight away, isn't it? Because there is no Brahmanubhavam. Only anubhavam we have is heat and cold. Nothing else we know apart from that. Soul is not in our calculations, isn't it? We have taken it that way. So therefore, to come out of this identity of the body, identity of the mind, intelligence and ego, requires what Krishna calls it as the self-realization process. So here, Krishna says here, that behind, when the realization comes, all these experience of heat, cold, happiness, distress, honor, dishonor, all this is experience because behind that, the screen is there. What is that screen? The soul. Just like in the movie, you are seeing everything, isn't it? You are experiencing many, many things. There will be, in the screen you see there is a hero, there is a villain, there is a heroine, the heroine is dancing together, music is going on, and after that there is a marriage between the hero and heroine gets married, and there could be a murder sometime, and then the thing gets fire, the house gets fire, or they are driving a very fast car and has an accident and it gets caught in the fire. There's a fire there. They get escape from that. Then there could be rain there. And also at the same time, there could be a battle, war, fighting, all these things. And there could be even a festival also after everything was over, the heroine, they celebrated and everybody comes, they dance together, music. All these things are happening. But what is interesting there, all that is happening there is not affecting the screen, isn't it? As soon as the movie is over and at the end comes, you look there, at that time where was all the fire, where is all the water, where is all the rain, where is all the war, where is all the battle or accident or anything, whatever you are observing, all that is gone. So the important thing is, if you look at the screen always, not look at what's going on in the screen, if you are conscious of the screen, the movie doesn't affect us. Similarly, in our life also, Krishna's point is here, that if you are in the path of this self-realization, attention should be on the screen, the soul, not on the body. Keeping attention on the body and the mind, it is not possible to realize the self. It's not possible to realize the self. At some point, we have to say goodbye to the body and the mind. So actually, all these things, we become happy, somebody honors you, you feel happy. And similarly, when somebody dishonors you, you feel distressed about that. You have to accept this one point, that if you feel happy when somebody honors you, then in that case, when somebody dishonors you, you will feel distress. You will feel the distress. So Krishna says one should give attention to this important point. So all these things actually is mind is cheating us. The mind is cheating us. Somebody glorifies you or honors you, you feel happy. Somebody insults you, you feel distress. This is called dvandvam Or Dvandva means duality. And it is only the mind that is doing that, always moving in this duality. Therefore, Krishna says, therefore, the intelligence should be fixed on the Paramatma. Paramatma Samahida, Krishna says here. So, Paramatma means, but what does that mean? Always on the awareness of the soul, that I am there, I am different from all these things, and awareness of my own existence. So, when you start analyzing that, you will notice that what is that my real identity then? If I'm not this body, I'm not this intelligence, ego or the mind, then who am I? That question will come. And constantly we have to make ourselves, within ourselves, we have to tell ourselves that I am different than this, different than the body, different than the mind. And even while in chanting the holy name, or even when one is alone, this separation from the body, separation from the mind, intelligence and the ego is necessary to get ourselves fixed on the platform of the soul. So, because one thing is very clear, if I am this body, I can forget that I can ever be happy. Isn't it? That is a well-known thing, that I can never become eternal. If I think I am this body, there is no question of me becoming eternal, because body will die one day, body will get sick one day. Then the best thing is not to endeavor very hard to become happy, because ultimately you are going to lose the battle. The distress will come, the illnesses will come, and all kinds of problems will come for the material body. So if you identify, if you think that we are this body, we cannot escape from misery. There is no solution to the problem. There is no solution to the problem. Krishna would have told us from the very beginning of Bhagavad Gita that if you think you are the body, then don't read Bhagavad Gita. It is no use reading Bhagavad Gita, because it's a known factor to all of us. Death will come, disease will come. These two things will definitely come for the body. There is no way of escaping from that. So that is why Krishna is stressing on this point that, and one day the body will leave you and go without asking you. Without asking you, it will go. First of all, the body was not given to us asking our permission, was it? Asking our permission. Body was not given to us. That's a well-known thing, isn't it? I didn't ask for this kind of body. I would have liked to get a better body, but it didn't happen that way. None of you either. You all would have liked much better bodies, I'm sure. All of us. But the body was given to us. This is what you get. Either take it or leave it. That was no choice there. So we had to accept that body in that way. Secondly, when the body was given to us, we can't even remember when was it given. Okay, somebody has marked a date and all that to tell us you were born on such and such a date. But anybody remembers about the birth when we were born? Nobody can remember even the birth. Just shows that we keep on saying we are independent, I got this freedom, limited independence. What independence have we got? What is the independence we have got? Even as far as this body is concerned, which has been given to us without even asking a question. No question was asked at that time. It was given to us and told you take it. And then from that day onwards, body kept changing, growing, growing, growing. It kept on changing, in other words, without asking us. Nobody asked us, can I change the body? Can the body change? Has anybody asked a question? No. There was no freedom at any time as far as this body is concerned. We had no freedom at all at any time as far as this body is concerned. Exactly like the way it has appeared, and grows, changes, and one day it leaves and it goes also on its own. This is the reality. This is the reality. And it is with this reality we are keep declaring in this world, we want independence. We want independence. We want freedom, isn't it? We are fighting for the freedom everywhere. And what freedom have we got? Who has got any freedom in this world? This is the point. Point is this, the material nature is, we are completely under the grip of material nature. And as far as the body is concerned, it is her property. Material nature's property, it is not ours. It has given to us, it will be taken back also at some point in time. So, if the body is like that, what about the mind? What about the mind? So, but mind is concerned, we don't even know where it's coming from, we don't know where it's going at the end. And it is completely independent, it drives us throughout the day. The mind is driving us throughout the day, isn't it? The way the mind drives us is always discussed by all the great devotees. They will always pray to Krishna that this mind, which I've been trying to control, will never come under control. Because it's compared to like a monkey inside, isn't it? The monkey nature. So mind, mind is like this. Mind will never be able to come under control. But one thing is that, the only thing, like in the case of body, to escape from the body, the only thing you can do is not to identify with the body. So, to a large extent, if that is realized, you can free yourself from the body. Exactly the same way, if you think that the mind you can control, you are completely mistaken. It is not possible. The only thing you can do at that point is to move away from the mind. That's the only solution. There is no other solution. To move away from the mind. So, even when the mind is continuously disturbed, the only thing one has to do is to completely deny the mind, the existence of the mind. Because I'm not that mind. On the other hand, if you try to get into the mind with your mind and try to change the mind, it will not work. So, to come to this point, that I'm not this body, I'm not this mind, is the first stage. And then the things becomes a lot easier. If one makes that happens, then the thing gets a lot easier. Because so many years and so many lifetimes in different bodies, we have developed this attitude of identification with the body and the mind. Isn't it? So suddenly when somebody tells you that you have to ignore the mind, not to take seriously about the mind, immediately the question will come, how do I do that? That question will come. But Krishna is saying here that the body as well as the mind is not your property. It's not your property. The only way, he says here, that you can escape from that is to move away from both. Move away from both. So just like if the house is the floor in the house, somebody has thrown something there and made it dirty. So if it is dirty, what can you do? You have to throw away the dirt from there, sweep the place and clean up that place, isn't it? Similarly, the mind also, it is something, the dirt that has got inside. It's a dirt that has got inside. And the only way to purify the mind is to throw the mind away from inside. To throw the mind away from inside. But if you start thinking that I'll fix my mind properly, I'll do this, I'll do that, and I'll try to get the mind under control, Krishna is saying there, that will not work. But on the other hand, once we know that I have no contact with the mind, then the mind cannot disturb you, because it will not create any sangalpam or vigalpam, what we talked about before. It will not happen. And there will be no contact with the mind anymore. Sukham, dukham, good and bad, all these things are inside the mind, and all from the false ego. So, it is in the middle of this mind that the false ego is situated. The false ego shelter is inside this mind. So, when we say that, you may start thinking, where is the mind then? So I can get rid of them both together. So, if you look at it that way, you will notice one thing, that both these things, the mind as well as the false ego, is not something to be understood. It's not to be understood. The one who has understood with the mind, and the one who has not understood with the mind, they are both on the same bench. They are on the same bench. That is the reason why it says here that because this message, what Krishna is talking about here, It should not go into the mind or to the intelligence. It should go into the soul direct. It has to go to the soul direct, to the heart, where the presence of the soul is. So Krishna's point is that all these things in this world, mind is necessary to manage the affairs of the material world, for the vyavaharam, for transactions in this world, mind is required. Mind is not required for self-realization. This is the important point. Mind is required for doing our business in this world, to keep this body going, or to do the other transactions of this world. Mind is not required for self-realization. Mind is not required for self-realization. Because both of them, whether one who has understood with the mind and thinking that I have understood now with my mind, and the man who says he has not understood anything, they are equally on the same platform. They are not different. Why? Because it has not gone to the soul. So in other words, when Krishna is talking Bhagavad Gita or in the Ekadasi Skandam, when we hear that, we have to understand that this is not meant for my understanding with the mind. It's not for understanding with the mind. If you start using your mind and intelligence and start thinking, oh, I have not understood, somebody else has understood, I couldn't understand that, how do I understand this? All of these questions has no meaning. All these questions have no meaning. You have to, that is why you'll say, you have to go beyond the mind and beyond intelligence. What Krishna says is, you have to transcend it. You have to transcend it. Therefore, not changing the mind, or trying to improve the mind. For example, suppose there is some furniture you want to throw away in the house, which is either broken or it requires some repair or something like that. Normally, you won't paint that furniture, would you, if you are going to throw it away? You won't paint it. Similarly, the mind also, if you feel that you have decided to go in the spiritual path, the easiest thing to do is to throw the mind away. Throw the mind away. So it is in that state, Krishna says here, that when you throw it away, what will happen? That vastu inside, that thing which doesn't change. So Krishna points out here, so immediately to think that mind is not mine. The mind is not, it's not my mind, it's not my property, it's not my property. Somehow it has been given to me and I am suffering because of that. I'm suffering because of the... So devotee, this is the jnani's process. The devotee thinks in a different way. Devotee says that I can't handle this monkey anymore inside. I will hand this over to you, to Krishna. He hands it over to Krishna. That's all it is. So actually you can see what Krishna wants from us is actually this mind, not anything else. Other things are not direct. What it is the mind, that is the direct thing what Krishna is expecting from us. People come to the temple, they give gold jewelry and give a lot of money for the temple in various things, isn't it? But this has come in a later date in the tradition. It is not like that from the beginning. If you look into the history thousands of years ago, that the original spiritual life, when it began in Satyugam, the people's absorption was in the mind. There was not even any deity worship at that time. Deity worship came in the Tredayugam. End of Tredayugam, deity worship started. Temples were built. But prior to that, if you look back in the history, you will see that the the mind was everything, spiritual life was centered around this one point, that absorb Kriteja Dhyayade Vishnu. Dhyanam was the process in Kritayugam, isn't it? Tredayam Yajato Makhai. When it comes to people started becoming identification with the body got deeper, at that time, Tretayam Yajato Makhai. Yajanam has started, or yajnams have come into existence. It's in the Bhagavatam, you can see this. Tredayam Yajato Makhai. Dwapare Paricharyayam. In Dwapare Yugam is when deity worship has started. And later on, you can see that the deity worship process became very complex,
And people started giving gold and other things to the temples, and temples became very wealthy in the course of history. Many, many temples became wealthy. And when the temples became wealthy, they became an object for attack from others. They became an object for attack from others. That is how the temples were looted, and temples were attacked by different people at different times, because temples were not actually engaged in the advancement of spiritual knowledge. Rather, they became an object of showing their opulences. When the opulence is displayed, it became an object of attack or object of attack from the other people, and they had to go through so many distress later. But Krishna's point is, giving wealth or giving gold to the temple is not self-realization. Self-realization starts when we hand over the mind to Krishna. And the mind to Krishna. Not even the body, the mind to Krishna. And that is how spiritual life began in this world. If you go back into the history, go great, great sages, Vasishtha, Vishwamitra, and many others, Angira, Srinarada Maharshi, Vedavyasa, Sudeva Goswami, what did they do? They had their first surrender was this mind. They surrendered the mind to Krishna. They surrendered the mind. And through that surrender, they realized the truth. So you can see the importance of the mind. And that is why Krishna is saying, as a preface to this Dhyana Yogam in the 6th chapter, the mind is a critical point. So much discussion about the mind inside, isn't it? Between Krishna and Arjuna, Krishna and Uddhava. Every time Krishna is talking about the mind. So the mind is the key to this. And therefore it says here, for a devotee, he is thinking like that important thing is handing over this mind to Krishna. And that is the most difficult thing also, isn't it? Handing over gold is much easier than handing over the mind. Or handing over money is much easier than handing over the mind. We all hand over something, but mind we never hand it over. That's where the difficulty is. We don't know how to hand over the mind, isn't it? That itself is our problem. So therefore, in Shivananda Lahari, there is a verse about it. It says like this, that Gabhire kasare vishadi vijane ghora vipine vishale shaile jabhramadi kusumartham jadamati. A devotee goes to the forest to collect flowers. You require flowers for deity worship. And traditionally, flowers are required fresh from the plant. Various types of flowers. And they are pure when they are grown in the forest. They are in its more pure state. So therefore, a person wants to do deity worship. He goes to the forest to collect the flowers. And various kinds of flowers are different places, so he has to struggle very much to get to all the different places. Gabhire kasare vishadi vijane ghora vipine vishale shaile jabhramadi kusumartham jadamati. Jadamati. He is a dull-headed person, he says. That person who goes to the forest to collect the flowers for deity worship, he is very dull-headed. Let's see why it is dull-headed. In the past, the system was that in the famous temples, they will not buy flowers from the market, because the flowers which were plucked 4 days, 5 days ago, chemically treated, put it in the fridge, and when you go by, that's what they give it to you. Isn't it? That's what the flowers say. Either they grow the flowers or arrangements are made to collect flowers from the forest. So, Gabhire kasare vishadi vijane ghora vipine. He goes into this deep forest. Vishale shaile jabhramati. He goes around in all the hills and the mountains looking for them. Kusumartham jadamati. For the sake of kusuma, for flowers, he goes there. But Ajari Swamiji says he is dull. He is a very dull person. Why? Smarapyegam chedasarasijam umanadhabhavate. There is another nice flower inside, a lotus flower inside, and that is this thing called mind. And sukhena avastadum janaiha na janadi kimaho. I want to offer this flower, which is this mind, which is the lotus flower inside. I want to offer that flower unto you. This is his prayers. He says that this is a much better flower, very fresh, and it is there all the time. I would like to offer this flower to you rather than going through all the forests and hills and mountains and to looking for this flower, but I will not find it. I will not feel that satisfaction theme, what I am getting from offering this flower, offering this flower from inside. So, therefore he says there, when you have such a nice flower inside, instead of offering that flower, you are collecting all the flowers from the world. Therefore he calls as Jatamati. He is not very intelligent, he is very dull person, he says. So, everything is like that, isn't it? So, once you offer the mind to Krishna, then it is not your mind anymore. Isn't it? It's not your mind anymore. You offer it to Krishna, then you can't take it back from Krishna. You have to hand it over to Krishna. That is surrender. Sharana. Bhakti is spoken in this way. It is all pointing out to one thing only, that surrender is the key to bhakti. As much as Shraddha is the key to knowledge or jnanam. So here, he says here, that once you surrender yourself and offer the heart, offer the mind to Krishna, then you can't take it back anymore from Krishna. Then it is Krishna who has to control that mind, who has to manage the mind. But normally we can't do that because our mind, the nature of the mind is such, it will come back to us again, isn't it? Just like you have purchased a property somewhere and lived there 30, 40 years you lived there in that property. You have developed that property, a lot of things were added on to it, a nice garden was built, maintained it very well. One day, you have sold that property and left that place. Once you have left that place, you don't worry about that property anymore. Isn't it? You don't worry about that property anymore. So, because you don't own it anymore. You don't own the property anymore. So, because it's not yours anymore, there is no tension about that property. After, say, some time, a flood comes or a cyclone comes and the property property fell or it has been destroyed, it does not disturb you at that point, isn't it? It does not disturb you at that point. Why? Because you don't own it. In the same way, Krishna's point is, when a devotee surrenders unto Krishna, only when the mind is surrendered and completely surrendered to Krishna without any more ownership of the mind within himself, Krishna says, then after that, managing that property or the mind is Krishna's responsibility. It is Krishna's responsibility. So therefore, Krishna says here, to think that the mind is mine, the body is mine, and everything, when it becomes Krishna's, Krishna says that distress is gone from the person once for all. And you may ask this question, is it possible to do that? Is it possible to surrender the body and the mind in that way? Think about it this way. You see, people for very high purposes, for high ideals in this world, people sacrifice their body, do they not? When they have some high ideals in this world, they even sacrifice their comforts in this life, comforts of this world. They go and they are willing to make any sacrifice. For example, just to give you examples, during independence movement in India, many people went to the jail. They gave up their education. They gave up their education, their professions, and their wealth. And eventually they even surrendered their body by going into the prison, knowing very well that in the prison they are going to be treated badly and they will be tortured. They knew all these things. So what drove them to do that? That's because a higher ideal there, that the independence was in there as the most important value for them at that time. Therefore they were able to do that, is it not? And this always happens in the history. You can look at it. Those who went and hit the Twin Towers, 9/11, what prompted them to do that? At that point, they didn't think about themselves, their own body, their own mind, their own intelligence, nothing. Why? They had an ideal. Whether it is good or wrong, right or wrong, that's another thing. What I'm trying to say is that when there is a higher ideal, at that point, even your body, you don't take it seriously, nor the mind. You are willing to even surrender that to that higher ideal. What Krishna is saying to us, instead of surrendering the body and the mind for all these wrong principles, wrong places, surrender unto me, Krishna says. If we make that surrender to Krishna in that way, Krishna says that from that day onwards, responsibility is mine, is Krishna's. That's the point in the Bhagavad Gita. When Krishna says, it's not that something does not happen in this world. It is always happening, surrender is always happening. But because the understanding is not based on Bhagavad Gita, people surrender their mind and the body and everything, so some ideal, higher ideals, what they think is high, and therefore they go and surrender to that. This is exactly what happened. Independence movement, this 9/11 affair, and in so many instances like that, people go into fasting to death because the ideal is that what is they value more than their own body on their own mind. So Krishna's point is, when that surrender happens, Krishna says, with full knowledge that I am not this body, I am not this mind, I am not this intelligence, and one is able to surrender to that, to Krishna, Krishna says that that very moment he is liberated. Very moment he is liberated. So that is the importance of, and is completely free. That is that word there in that verse, Jidatmana Prashandasya Paramatma Samadhinaha Samahidaha. That Paramatma Samahidaha means this state, when one has surrendered, handed over everything to Krishna. No more ownership anywhere. Everything is over. And that is that state Krishna is talking about. After that, Krishna says there, whether it is honor, dishonor, happiness or distress, and everything that is in connection with the personality or individuality or with the body will not affect him. And shariram, body will be there, the mind will be there, but it will not affect him. It will not affect that person. Because why? I'm not that body anymore. It is like a house I have already sold and left. And it does not affect me anymore. So, that is that verse, Jidatmana Prashandasya Paramatma Samahidaha. It's one of the famous verses in the Bhagavad Gita, because in the we have all these verses in the 6th chapter, because they are on a state beyond our present state, where we are in the identity with the body. Krishna is clarifying to Arjuna. Arjuna understands this, that in that realized state, when one operates, he is free from ownership, he is free from enjoying the nor the doer nor the enjoyer, and no more material body after that for a person who has reached that state. Why? He has transcended the mind, transcended the body, transcended the intelligence, and he is in union with the soul. So, such a person who has become free, and he is freed from this cycle of birth and death, repetition of birth and death. And Krishna says that he has won over creation at this moment right here. He has won over the process of creation. What does creation mean? Creation means generating new bodies again and again. That is creation. Creation is not all this what is created. Creation is we are creating our own new bodies again and again. That creation comes to an end. That's why Krishna says, Sargam, Jida Sargaha. In the earlier verse, he says Jidasargam. Jidasargam means this. He has stopped creation. His own creation has stopped. Because normally when we say, generally when we come to spiritual life, first thing people inquire is this, where did all this creation comes from? What does this help if I come to know when this existed 5 million or 5 billion years? What does it matter? But creation, what happens is, what we create, what do we create? We create another material body. That's what we are creating. And that creation comes to an end. Krishna says there, Jida Sargam. That's what the Sarga Srishti, he says here. And to prove that, he talks about the next verse in the Bhagavad Gita. 8.
Jnana Vijnana Triptatma Kudastho Vijidendriyaham Yukta Mityachide Yogi സമലോഷ്ടാശ്മ കാഞ്ചന ജ്ഞാന വിജ്ഞാന തൃപ്താത്മാ കൂടസ്ഥോ വിജിതേന്ദ്രിയം യുക്തമിത്യുച്യതേ യോഗീ സമലോഷ്ടാശ്മ കാഞ്ചന ജ്ഞാന വിജ്ഞാന തൃപ്താത്മാ കൂടസ്ഥോ വിജിതേന്ദ്രിയ യുക്തം ഉച്യതേ യോഗി സമലോഷ്ടാശ്മ കാഞ്ചന. സോ ദിസ് വേഴ്സ് അഗെയിൻ ലൈക് ദ ലാസ്റ്റ് വേഴ്സ് ഈസ് കൃഷ്ണ ഇസ് സെയിങ് എ പേഴ്സൺ ഈസ് സെറ്റ് ടു ബി എസ്റ്റാബ്ലിഷ്ഡ് ഇൻ സെൽഫ് റിയലൈസേഷൻ ആൻഡ് ഈസ് കോൾഡ് എ യോഗി ഓർ മിസ്റ്റിക് വെൻ ഹി ഈസ് ഫുള്ളി സാറ്റിസ്ഫൈഡ് ബൈ വെർച്യൂ ഓഫ് അക്വയർഡ് നോളജ് ആൻഡ് റിയലൈസേഷൻ. സച്ച് എ പേഴ്സൺ ഈസ് സിറ്റുവേറ്റഡ് ഇൻ ട്രാൻസെൻഡൻസ് ആൻഡ് ഈസ് സെൽഫ് കൺട്രോൾ. ഹി സീസ് എവറിഥിങ് whether it is pebbles, stones, or gold, as the same. Again, another interesting thing here, isn't it? That when we read this verse first time, we'll start thinking that how does that happen? We look at the stone and we look at the gold, and they're saying it's the same. Isn't it? That will be the first impression we'll carry. We look at the stone, we look at the gold, and we say there is no difference, but if you give me a choice, I'll take the gold, not the stone. That's how we will be, isn't it? Theory level, we'll keep it. It's all on the theoretical level. All these verses, they are all on the theoretical level. We'll say that Krishna says here, whether it's pebble, stones or gold, as the same. So this is why these verses requires deeper reflection on that. ജ്ഞാനവിജ്ഞാന തൃപ്താത്മാ കൂടസ്ഥോ വിജിതേന്ദ്രിയ യുക്തമിത്യുച്യതേ യോഗി സമലോഷ്ടാശ്മ കാഞ്ചന. കൃഷ്ണ സേസ് ജ്ഞാനവിജ്ഞാനം, ഹും ഷുഡ് വി കോൾ യോഗി? ദാറ്റ്സ് ദ ഫസ്റ്റ് ക്വസ്റ്റ്യൻ, ഇസ്ന്റ് ഇറ്റ്? ഹും ഷുഡ് വി കോൾ എ യോഗി? യോഗാരൂഢ. വി റിമെമ്പർ ദീസ് ടു വേഴ്സസ്, ആരുരുക്ഷു ആൻഡ് യോഗാരൂഢ. മോസ്റ്റ് ഓഫ് ദ പീപ്പിൾ ഹു ഹാവ് കം ടു സ്പിരിച്വൽ ലൈഫ്, ദേ ആർ കോൾഡ് ആരുരുക്ഷു. ആരുരുക്ഷു മീൻസ് he is climbing the ladder towards self-realization. Yogarudha means one who has reached that state of self-realization. That is the two differences between the Arirukshu and Yogarudha. Earlier in a verse, if you remember, Arirukshur Manor Yogam Karma Karanam Uchyate. That verse is very important because everyone's spiritual life begins with that. We are all Arirukshu, isn't it? Krishna is saying, Arirukshur Munir Yogam Karma Karanam Uchyate. He has to first hit karmam, not anything else. And then, Yogarudham, when he comes to Yogarudha state, Shama Karanam Uchyate. There is the other operation starts. When you reach that state, Yogarudhasya. If you remember that verse, two verses I think before. Yeah, verse 3. Arirukshur Munir Yogam Karma Karanam Uchyate. If you understand that verse very well, a lot of those doubts will go away from inside. Our doubts are that why karma, why bother about karma? Karma is not our problem. We are devotees. We have nothing to do with karma. We are devotees. We are above all these things. No. According to Bhagavad Gita, no. Bhagavad Gita says, Arirukshur Munir Yogam Karma Karanam Uchyate. Karma is the first thing where one has to make the change. And then he says, Yogarudasya tasseiva shamakaranam uchyate. And one who has come to that realized state, then for him, that material activities is said to be the means. All cessation of material activities. Completely stopping all material activities. That is in the jnanam state, in the realized state. So here, in this verse, Krishna is saying here, that whatever we hear from Bhagavad Gita, constantly reflection on that, we will realize something. Some clarity we will get from that. That is called jnanam, isn't it? Now, here, these two verses, if you look into this verse, what we are now discussing, jnanam vijnanam, two things. We have to understand that, what exactly that means. Jnanam vijnana truptatma, Krishna says. So, jnanam, after hearing Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavadam or Krishna consciousness, related to Krishna consciousness from Shastram, when we hear something, it should go in. And what we have heard, we have to reflect on that. And then from that reflection, we will get some clarity from that. Isn't it? It's not that memorize the verses and tell everybody else this is what word saying. No, you do what you want. I have told you the verse. It's there, chapter 4:6 or 4:12. Follow that now. It's written in the translation there. That's not how it is. It doesn't work like that. It has to be spoken. It has to be thought about. It has to be understood. And it has to get some clarity inside what Krishna is saying there. So here, Krishna is saying there, the first thing you have to hear. After hearing, there should be vijaram. Thought process should start from there. And after that, if you get some clarity from that, you are clear in your head or in your understanding that there is knowledge has come. Knowledge has come. Up to this point is possible. Up to this point is possible. It's not so difficult. But Krishna is saying that is not sufficient. If you have understood that, it is not sufficient. Because it has not become yours yet. It's not become yours yet. So Krishna's point is that if it is like that, if it is just reading the verses and understanding it and some getting some clarity, Tape Recorder also can do that better than us. Without any mistake, Tape Recorder will do that. But if you own that, it will release that also. It is in that state, it is called paroksham. Paroksha jnanam it is referred to. Paroksha jnana means you have heard and you have got some clarity from that inside, that a lot of misunderstandings have gone away and you have understood. Or understood means not with the mind, but it has gone in and it is there. It is there somewhere, it is there. Let's take it that way. It has gone inside and it is there. And at the same time, it hasn't become yours yet. So up to that point, it is called Paroksha Jnanam. This Paroksha Jnanam or Paroksham, what is Paroksham? When it becomes yours, it's called Aparoksham. When it becomes yours, it's called Aparoksham. So Shastra Jnanam, what you have happened now is that you have heard and with your intelligence and with your capacity, you have got some clarity within yourself. That is necessary. In the beginning it is necessary. That is the beginning. But afterwards what happens? Afterwards what has to happen? Just like, so for example, in the, weather, the people who are forecasting the weather in the BBC and anywhere else, they'll forecast next 48 hours heavy showers. Heavy showers. Just because BBC man has said next 48 hours heavy showers, there's no guarantee you got the water yet. Unless it rains, isn't it? And next moment he changes and he goes to something else later on. Weatherman will change it. So this understanding what you have now is just like you've seen the website and see that they're forecasting the weather and this is next 48 hours is shower, is heavy showers. But you will only have the water when that shower happens. Isn't it? You have to rain heavily. That as per the predictions or the forecast, and if it rains heavily and you have got the water, you can say that the forecast is right and the prediction is right. Otherwise, it's not correct. So similarly, whatever Krishna has spoken in the Bhagavad Gita, if it remains in the verses and in the brain, it is no use. That's why Krishna uses very deliberately there, jnanam, vijnanam, triptalma. Both are necessary. Jnanam is necessary in the beginning, but vijnanam is more than necessary than the jnanam. Jnanam can come from the shastram, but in rare cases, vijnanam can come through jnanam or vijnanam can come from the world also. Very powerful. Like Dattatreya Maharshi's story in the 24 Spiritual Masters and the Srimad Bhagavatam, if you look, you will see there, Dattatreya Maharshi was not studying shastram. He was observing the world. And simply by observing the world, realizations were coming. And whatever he has spoken in the Ekadasha Skandam, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, is not different than what Krishna is talking to Uddhava. And Uddhava, Krishna on the other hand, takes Dattatreya as an authority and presents the Shastram to Uddhava, using the realization of a person. You see, that Dattatreya Maharshi's realization from this world, not from the Shastram, is used as an authority of self-realization by Krishna when he talks to Uddhava later. So who creates Shastram? The realized soul creates Shastram. Shastram doesn't come otherwise. We all think like that, isn't it? we think, oh, Shastra means only what which has come from the Krishna, or somebody has written Shastram and they follow the Shastram in that way. Shastram is only to help us. But it is the realized soul who creates a Shastram. Because why? They've already got it with them. They don't need the books anymore. You don't need the Bhagavad Gita after that. When you have realized the truth, what's the need for Bhagavad Gita? Or Ekadasha Skandam, or Srimad Bhagavatam. It's not required. So similarly here, you can see here that Shastram, which has gone in the form of Jnanam, in order to turn that into Vijnanam, or in order to turn from Paroksha Anubhuti into Aparoksha Anubhuti, Dhyanam is required. That is the importance of Dhyanam. You see, this chapter, Dhyana Yogam, you may ask the question, why do we have to learn this Dhyanam process? Dhyanam process is this. The Paroksha Jnanam, what we have received from the Shastram or from oral reception from somewhere, that stays in the intelligence, or some clarity we have from that. In order to turn that as our own realization, to make it as ours, our asset, our property, or our control, or our property, in other words, in order to become that, Paroksha Jnanam has to become Aparoksham. And for that, Krishna says, Dhyanam is required. Meditation is required. So you can see that once it goes in, it should not be left behind. It has to be utilized further from there. It should be developed from that. That is why we say, in all satsangam, making notes doesn't help. If you make note, what will happen? The tendency, it's there in the notes. When I want, I'll go and pick it up and look at it. What does it say? So what changes happened inside? Nothing has happened. This is the main reason in satsangam and while studying Shastram. Notes, laptops, computers, screens, mouse, keyboard, all useless. We can just bin it first. It's clear. I mean, it's Krishna is saying this. Jnana vijnana truptalpma. Where else do you need to know? What is required is this thing, these two things, what Krishna has given on either side. That's all what is needed for self-realization. Otherwise, we may be thinking all those sages who have realized the self, they must be fools. They never had computers, they never had laptops, they never had anything. See how spiritual life has become in the modern world. You can think yourself and conclude your own ideas, understanding of it. Whole spiritual life is going in another route now. It's going in another direction. Another direction. Krishna is saying here, Jnanam, what has come from the Shastram, which is actually the realization of the great Mahatmas who have realized that. And they are telling us, and hearing that, understanding it, some clarity we get, that is the state of Jnanam, Paroksha Anubhuti. And that very thing, what we have got, if it is not gone in and start working on it, that is our duty. Uddhared Atmana Atmanam, Atmanam Avasadayel, Atmanyaiva Atmano Bandhu, Atmaiva Ribura Atmana. Krishna says there in the beginning, isn't it? In the sixth chapter, Sarvadharman Paritijan comes much later. Prior to that, Krishna says, Uddhared Atmana Atmanam, it is one's own duty to do that. You can't hand it over to spiritual master, you can't go hand it over to your friend, you can't hand it to anybody else. You yourself have to do that. There's nobody else going to do that for you, or for me, or for anybody. And all the Mahatmas, if you look, all the great souls, great personalities, if you look at them, they all had done on their own. Nobody handed it on a plate to anybody. You cannot do that. It is that the process is like that. That's why Krishna says in the Bhagavatam also, it's the same statement comes later, that it's your duty or our duty to do that, this knowledge what Krishna has spoken here. So it is like these examples are mentioned here. Through Dhyanam, it becomes Svanubhuti. Anubhuti means one's own realization of that understanding what we received from the Shastram. And Krishna says, if you, for example, he gives that sugar is sweet. If I tell you sugar is sweet, yes. But you won't understand what sweetness. The only way to understand is you have to put some sugar into the mouth. And then you don't have to explain to you, sugar is sweet, isn't it? You don't have to ask anybody about that. So it's the same thing. This knowledge of the Shastram is that has to go in. And it has to be experienced. That's the most important thing. So when we hear from someone
and we have some clarity inside, it is jnanam. It is jnanam. And when we start experiencing it, it is vijnanam. It is vijnanam. Sometimes we explain it in a different way. And you can see where the mistake is. People say, people say like this, that we study from the books, we understand. That's jnanam. Practical application of that is vijnanam. When it says practical application, there is a problem there. Practical application is not something like we apply with our senses and the mind. It's not something to do with the mind or senses, where you can apply something. It is something that has to happen inside, not you have to apply it to somewhere else. So there also there is a little problem there. When you say, oh, then you will start thinking, oh, it is said in the Bhagavatam like this, so I'm going to do like that in the future. Or mind will come into the picture. Mind cannot enter that. Mind has to be completely shut off at that point. It has to become our personal realization has to be there of that knowledge what Krishna has spoken there. So that is what Krishna is saying here. So in the example is given here that somebody so you're gone into a desert and asking for some water, and somebody is there with the sitting there with a pot of water. He has got a huge pot of water there. He goes to him and asks for some water. So you are very thirsty, and he says to you that what you looking for? He says, you say to him, I'm looking for some water. He says, I don't understand the word what you are saying. Tell me some other name for that. So you keep telling him what other words, pani or jalam or whatever names you want to say. And then he says, I still don't understand. Write a thesis about water. But all these things won't satisfy your problem. For problem to solve, you have to get the water inside somehow. That's the only way your thirst will go. There's no other shortcut to that, isn't it? So, any glass of water, if you ask for that reason, it is said like this, that no matter how much you discuss about water, unless the water goes in, your thirst won't go. Similarly, till we have self-realization, this realization of the truth does not happen, all our spiritual life will remain as it is. It won't move one inch further. Till this self-realization happens, it will not move an inch further. It will stay. After 40 years also, we'll be saying exactly the same thing what we are talking today. So, so that is why, first thing is that, the example mentioned here is that, when you have thirst, therefore, then you will look for that water. When you have the thirst for that. Similarly, if you have to get that complete satisfaction, only jnana vijnana truptalma. Krishna says, only when vijnanam is there, trupti will be there. What is trupti means? Trupti means complete satisfaction. Complete satisfaction. Trupti means satisfaction. So if you want that total satisfaction inside, everyone is searching for something in this world, isn't it? We are all searching. Searching for something, living on the hopes one day things are going to get better. Hoping against the hope, they say, isn't it? So hoping against the hope is going on like this in this world, thinking that one day things will get better. What that better, we don't know. What that better is going to happen. But whatever it is, that hope that someday things are going to change and things are going to better, that Krishna is saying here, that will only happen when vijnanam comes. When vijnanam comes, not through jnanam. Jnanam won't do that. So more important than jnanam is vijnanam. More important than vijnanam is vijnanam. Jnanam anybody can have. If you have some intelligence and you have capacity to study shastram, knowledge of Sanskrit language, or if you have access to personalities who can teach you these things, you will have some access to this knowledge. That is not difficult. Any intelligent person can acquire this knowledge, especially these days when there is so much opportunity to learn through internet or through various other ways. But vijnanam won't come that way. Krishna says, jnana vijnana truptalma. Only through vijnanam that trupti will come. Vijnana truptalma. Then, so, in order that trupti
or that knowledge to become complete, in order to make it complete, we have to remove that cover and have to see that truth inside, vastu. Vastu means the soul, or in other words, realizing the self. Only then you can accept it completely, because acceptance won't happen. Otherwise, it's all on the platform of the mind and the intelligence, and that has no value. That has no value. And when that happens, rejecting the body, rejecting the mind, rejecting the intelligence, rejecting the false ego, removing all these things and realizing that I am that eternal, pure, fully conscious and fully liberated nature is my identity. When that realization comes, then you can say it has become vijnanam. It has become vijnanam. Otherwise, it's all jnanam. It's all jnanam. So, having said that, Krishna says here that there is, after knowing that, there is nothing more to be known after that. Nothing more to be known after that. So, till that time, this inquiry will continue in this world. We'll be inquiring how to become happy. We are all inquiring after that, how to become happy in this world. That's why we go to work, we engage in all kinds of social activities, we engage in spiritual activities, we engage in different kinds of work. Why? The underlying principle, the ulterior motive behind it is to become happy, isn't it? That's why we go to different places, engage in all sorts of things, only for this reason, to become happy. But that happiness, we are not getting it anywhere. So we keep on changing from one to another, one to another, one to another. Krishna is saying, when this happens, when you have removed the identification with the body, mind, intelligence and false ego, completely thrown them out, and came to understand that I am that eternal, fully conscious, and fully conscious and fully pure, and full eternal, and also fully liberated. That state, when I become that, then I will not be looking for anything after that. There will not be any more inquiry after that. That's why the Bhagavatam also begins, and Brahma Sutram also says, Atado Brahma Jitnyasa. This is why Brahma Jitnyasa. Jitnyasa, that inquisitiveness, Jitnyasa, comes to a stop at that point. Till we reach that state, it will continue taking us day to day. Till death, it will continue in that way. So, realized souls, they have all spoken about this. In the realized state, what that state? Sadashiva Brahmendra says, 8 kinds of things he mentions there, leaves a person at that state. He gives, itemized them. Just like bhakti is discussed in 5 different ways, 9 different ways. So many ways bhakti is spoken about. If you read Narada Bhakti Sutram, you will see there the opinion of different sages. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discusses bhakti in 5 different ways, isn't it? Like Shanda Rasam, Shandam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Vatsalyam, Madhuryam. The different rasas. In that way, bhakti is categorized. Prahlad Maharaj talks about the 9 processes in bhakti, isn't it? Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atmanivedanam. The 9 processes in bhakti. Prahlad Maharaj talks about that. Sri Narada Maharshi talks about another 8 or 9 processes in the Bhakti Sutra. Shandilya Maharshi, they are all authorities on the bhakti process. Sri Narada Maharshi, Vedavyasa Maharshi, Shandilya Maharshi, all of them have divided bhakti in different levels, different ways they have categorized bhakti. They are all correct also, because it's their own realizations. So similarly, Sadashiva Brahmendra says there are 8 kinds of things which leaves a person. Chikirsha, Prayapsa, Jihasa, Jinyasa, Karmam, Bhayam, Shogam, Shoganavarti, Dvaidanavarti. All of these things can happen in a person when self-realization happens. Sadashiva Brahmendra, we spoke about him before, hasn't we? So with that, he was a great personality who had reached such high state of realization that practically for him, he has reached the perfection of self-realization. So he's staying there from that. This jitnyasa comes to an end at that point. There is no more jitnyasa after that. There are so many interesting incidents in his life. If you look and study about that, you'll see what he talked about, how he was saying through Shastram. Once he was walking through a street in one of the villages. He was walking through a street. I mentioned also this before. So while walking through the street, he was in a realized state. He is walking through the street in a totally realized state. So, but he observed in the street, some people were sitting there and they were reading the newspapers or something related to this world. They were discussing very seriously. So in the street, both sides are houses, and you know in India how it is, houses are open. You can see both sides, people are sitting and talking. Doors are not closed, it's all open. So people can observe everything, what's happening. So some old people were sitting on the street and they were discussing important topics as far as they were concerned, the politics or the local politics, state politics, national politics, whatever it is, they were discussing all that. So Sadashiva Brahmendra observed that they were very busy and completely absorbed in the discussion of these topics of this world. Then he went through that street and he turned the corner, and he had one disciple who was following him, who had understood his greatness. He was following him. So Sadashiva Brahmendra gone and turned the corner and went to the other street. When he started walking through the other street, there were also a lot of people sitting there, but they were discussing from Puranam, all the stories in the Puranam. This happened, demigods were fighting with the demons in this yugam, Chaturyugam, this happened and that Chaturyugam, that happened. All kinds of things, what was written in the Puranam, they were discussing. And also they were discussing Ramayana, Mahabharata, various kinds of things. They were discussing there. So when he has passed through both the streets and came out, he turned around and said to the disciple who was with, disciple means was following him, says to him, in this street, they are talking about all the nonsense of this world. In the other street, they are talking about all the nonsense of the other world. There is not much difference as well. Because why he is saying that is that all these discussions here and there, if none of them are taking ultimately to the truth, what good is it? You have discussed whole life, Puranam and the stories, Katha, everything you have discussed. But nothing is realized at the end. What use it? What use is there? That is his point. He is trying to make this point clear to us that spiritual realization, if it doesn't happen, all this endeavor at the end of the day, what good is it? What is the purpose of all these things? What's the benefit from that? So that's the point he was making, that unless that this experience of the self, if that does not happen, the self-realization doesn't happen, or our identification with the soul, freedom from this influence of the body, the mind, the intelligence and the ego, if that has not happened, and Nityashuddha Buddha Mukta Swarupam, which is our pure, eternal, pure and fully conscious and always liberated, if that experience does not come to us, instead of suffering from the body, suffering from the mind, suffering from the intelligence, suffering from the ego, instead of this experience, if that experience has not started happening to us, all the spiritual life is all waste. That is his point, isn't it? It is a waste of time. So many hours, you can say, so many Mangalardis I have attended, so many rounds I have chanted, and so many parikramas I have made, and so many holy places I have visited, and so many donations I have given to the temple. All that is fine. But at the end, if you look at the balance sheet, it is a big zero. This is where you have started. There's not much change. So that's why Krishna is saying, Jnana Vijnana Truptalpma. Jnanam, if it doesn't become Vijnanam, it doesn't become Vijnanam, he is never going to be satisfied. Inquiry will continue after that. So in this verse, if you look, Krishna says, Jnana Vijnana Truptalpma Kudastho Vijidendriya. Another important thing. What does it mean? Kudastho Vijidendriya. Krishna says here that he is satisfied. One who has drunk that nectar from inside of self-realization, he is satisfied. He is satisfied. He has no more inquiry after that. That is what it says here, that he has heard this from the spiritual master or from the self-realized soul, this knowledge of the soul, he has received that. But later on, he experienced it. He experienced it. So when he is experienced it, he is called Kodastham. It's called Kodastham. So there is very specific words in the Shastram for all different stages. It's not that every time you remain as a sadhaka. sadhana stage is the beginning stage, isn't it? So when we execute sadhana at that stage, our situation is like this, that even the jnanam has not come. Even the jnanam is not there. But sadhana is going on, very busy with the sadhana. But jnanam hasn't come yet. So Krishna is saying here, when the jnanam is inside and you execute the sadhana, it is still better than executing simply sadhana without any jnanam of the truth. Many people start like this, isn't it? We want to get them involved somehow in sadhana. That's fine. That's okay. But if there is very soon some jnanam has to go in, and if there is no jnanam, life after life I'll perform sadhana, then what is the benefit at the end? What's the benefit? It will remain, the profit is only that sadhana you have performed. That's only benefit from that. So, jnana vijnana trittalma kudastam vijayendriya. Krishna is saying that in this process, when one comes to it, that if the knowledge is also not there, that knowledge is what changes to vijnanam with the help of sadhana. But there is no knowledge inside, it's only sadhana goes on all the time. That is not good enough. That's the point. So Krishna says here, so kudasaha, simply staying in the face of jnanam is not sufficient. So there is many examples like this. In the history, if you look back, many examples are like that. That there was personalities who were in this nature. One acharya, he was very well known, and we're talking about the previous history of Sadashiva Brahmendra's life itself, that in his early days he was so intelligent, extremely intelligent, and anything spoken and the very deep understanding of the Shastram. Ghost used to go to all debates. Wherever any scholars were assembled, he will go there and absorb in the discussions there. And because in them days, assembly of all the great scholars and spiritually advanced people was quite common. It was encouraged by the kings, and the other governments were very favorable to that. And they know very well, because their understanding, their buddhi was not jadam like today. Jadabuddhi what we are, isn't it? Jadabuddhi means we want to meet something, to discuss something, we need a lot of other tools for that, isn't it? We need a big screen, we need a laptop, we need a mouse. Because why? We can't communicate properly. We think we can only communicate through these things. We can't communicate other. Why? We haven't got that subtlety in us. That's why. We are so gross. That's why we need all these things. And actually it increases our grossness. We become more gross by using all these things. We don't understand that. Them days, without all these things, they could understand much more subtle level things. Today, with all these things, we can't understand anything. This is the difficulty. All these things were not there at that time. And they, when they met each other, Sadashiva Brahmendra could bring out so much understanding and realization from inside. Why? Because it was inside, it was very strong. It was discussed and thought about and realized many things. So in that way he continued going. There he fell into the trap of the intelligence. How? He kept going to all the assemblies, and in the debates after debate he will participate and will beat everybody. In all the assemblies where he went to, he went on defeating one scholar after the another. It's because he was so intelligent. And he well got victimized in that intelligence. See how mind and intelligence traps us. We think that mind and intelligence is such important things in life, isn't it? We keep saying, oh, he's very intelligent. What intelligent? When it comes to Krishna consciousness, all that is useless. That's all to be thrown out. Krishna is saying here, that particularly in this case, Sadashiva Brahmendra's case, what happened? He went on doing this for years and years. One day, fortunately for him, one of his friends noticed this, what was happening to him. Such a brilliant person who had all the assets Krishna has given to him for self-realization, instead using all that in this game of defeating others and arguments. In that arguments and defeating others. He went back, this friend goes to his spiritual master and reports to him that your disciple Sadashiva Brahmendra, pull him back from there, what he is doing, control his tongue. Tell him to control his tongue, he said. Naturally, his spiritual master understood the situation. He knew the disciple, what he is like, called him back and told him, can you shut up from now on? He said. After that, he hasn't spoken one word. That is how obedient he was, how to disciple he was. He was so surrendered to the spiritual master. When the spiritual master told him that no more discussions, no more talking about it, surrender right now and not open your mouth anymore. Because will you not stop talking? This is what he said to him. Because the moment you start talking to him, Shastram starts flowing very freely from inside. And if you start discussing with him, you will get caught in that process. It was so difficult with him. So when he closed his mouth, from that day onwards, the realization became so deep inside. And from then onwards, he realized and he stayed in that self-realized platform for the rest of the life. For the rest of the life, he was in that self-realized state. Because after that, he has never opened his mouth again. Later on, some of his old friends who were with him, they requested him that it is very rare that realized souls are in this world walking freely like that. They explained to him that he should be doing something good to this world. And it was at that time he wrote some famous compositions in the Carnatic music. Bruhi Mugindedi Manasa Sancharahe Pibare Ramarasam Sarvam Brahmamayam. These are his famous compositions on the Bruhi Mugundedi. He says, only open the tongue to chant the holy name, not otherwise. That was his finally realized state, what he had to say. Bruhi Mugundedi, only Krishna's name, chant that, nothing else to do. Manasa Sancharahe, asking the mind to be absorbed in the self-realization. Like this, all on spiritual topics, he wrote famous songs. They became very popular later. Many, many devotees sing these songs in glorification of Sadashiva Brahmendra. So, these are important things. So, Krishna says here, Jnana Vijnana Truptalma Kutastho Vijitendriyam. Krishna says, and Yukta Ityuchyate Yogi Sama Loshtashma Kanchana. Now, that is more important, isn't it? We want to find out how to see the gold and the stone same. That's our purpose, isn't it? Okay, it is easy for Krishna to say gold and stone is the same. But Bank of England won't accept that. Samaloshtashma Kanchana don't apply to them. For this, Kanchana is Kanchana and Loshta is Loshtam. So, whatever it is, so Krishna says here that only a person who understood that the only truth in this world is the soul. First, they have to get to that realization. That is when this Samaloshtashma Kanchana happens. When we understand that only reality, only truth in this world is the soul. At the moment, we are not convinced about that, isn't it? We are not convinced. The only reality for us is this body and all the gold in the bank. That's only reality for us. When we realize, Krishna is saying here, when Krishna says Samaloshtashma Kanchana means, all that is the only truth in this world is the soul. Because the soul is there, all these things are happening in this world. In the absence of the soul, nothing exists. Nothing exists outside the soul. To tell honestly, everything outside the world is false or lie. It's a false or a lie. Why? Because they have no existence. They come, they go. They come, they go. They don't exist. So anything that doesn't exist, which exists for a short period of time and gets destroyed in that process, whether it is material body, whether it's gold, whether it's stone, isn't it? So if you have become, realized this truth, self-realization has happened properly, and that realization happens, Krishna says, Samaloshtashma Kanchana. All the stones, all the gold, on every anything else, beautiful or ugly in this world, they are all the same. Why? They are all false anyway. So this is an important realization in the spiritual life, that when Krishna is saying here, the more we get closer to the truth, we will see the illusion of this world, and also acceptance of this world will change in our own way of looking at things. We come to understand that there is nothing special about anything. Nothing special about anything. Otherwise, for us, gold is different. Gold is different, and the stone is different, isn't it? Granite is different. But from the realized platform, this difference to think the gold is different, stone is different, both are ignorance. Both are product of ignorance. So, for vyavaharam, for transactions in this world, you can take it as gold and stone. And that is in our imagination, isn't it? In bhavana, it is gold and it is stone. So, in order to understand this, Krishna says, so take for example, Vinoba Bhave used to say this. He very interesting, he used to say. He says, people go all the way 10,000-20,000 feet under the ground and bring a lot of garbage from there. And then what do? They work very hard to clear the garbage and take out something and say that this is gold and take out. And then they make different ornaments and hang it up in the ears and the neck, in the hands, in the legs, everywhere. And start thinking, I'm looking very beautiful now. This is bhavana, this is imagination. In our head we have created this illusion. You can't blame Vinoba Bhave for that. He's telling us the truth. He's saying that you have created this illusion within yourself that I look very beautiful with all these things hanging here, hanging here, hanging here, hanging here, everywhere. So this is like that. Then what do? They go underneath the ocean all the way, about 5,000, 10,000 feet, and brings another garbage from there, called the pearls. They bring it over. And then they say, this also looks very beautiful. So all this beauty, what we are talking about, is completely in our imagination. They are nothing to do with the absolute truth. For spiritual life, you don't need all these things. That's Krishna is very clear about that. That you don't require, only if you have so much gold, you can advance in spiritual life. It doesn't say like that. Nor that you have so many pearls required. So the point is that in our imagination, we have made certain thoughts in our head. It has gone in. World is following, the society is telling us it looks very beautiful. And you go to the marriage, you will see somebody is wearing so much gold, kilos and kilos of gold in the neck. Poor girl, she is suffering, you can't even handle it. The head is coming down with the weight, 5 or 7 kilos, whatever that is, hanging on the neck. It's coming down. She is suffering. And then everybody else is thinking, fantastic, it looks so beautiful. It's fantastic. We say like that. What fantastic? What is fantastic about this? So the thing is this, that, so only what it creates is, people see this and start envying. Oh, he has got so much gold. And especially in Hindu society, it's common, isn't it? That when the girl gets married, how many? What are the sovereigns of gold has been given in dowry? And it is the measuring of the marriage success is measured on the amount of gold you transfer into the other account, from one account to the other account. So unfortunately, that has become the tradition, and that is the acceptable principle. But when you come to spiritual life, when you start accepting all these things, then you have to dehypnotize from all this hypnotism what we have got into. That all these things have no value in spiritual life. We have to throw them away from our understanding. So that says Krishna is saying, he's saying here, that samaloshtashma kanjana. So who gave the value to this gold? The mind has given it. Nobody else has given it, that it is so beautiful. And for this mind, this gold alone, you can imagine how much murder goes on in this world, and how much killing goes on in this world, and what all people do for the sake of this gold. That is why that after giving 4 places for Kali to stay, Krishna says in the Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami says, our man Kali, Mr. Kali, went there and stood there in front of Parikshit and started bargaining. You know that he was doing business with Parikshit and Kali. They were talking to each other. So Kali says to Parikshit, that you've given me 4 places, but that's not good. Give me something more.
You know, just like we all bargain, isn't it? Whether you go in here, it's not possible to bargain because everybody gives you a fixed price and you can't bargain anything. Here you have to wait for the sale to come. But in India, you can bargain. You go to the market, you can bargain. Any vegetable market you go, all the women will be bargaining there constantly. So much noise coming from the vegetable market. When you start looking, whether it is in Chennai or in Mumbai or in New Delhi or in Calcutta, it's the same thing, no difference. In the market, the women will be bargaining for the vegetables prices. And the vegetable shoppers also know, shopkeepers knows very well that they have to put the prices up so they can give the discount. They also know the game well. And the women who come to buy also knows the game. So, but they'll talk both sides a lot and eventually they feel satisfied. They got the best deal. So what I'm saying is, same nature in the Kali also. Kali started bargaining with Parikshit. Parikshit gave him four places to stay. Dyudam, Panam, Striya, Sunam. Four places for Kali to stay. After getting four places, still he is bargaining. For some, give me something more, he says to Parikshit. So Parikshit thought the best place for to offer to him Jadarubam Adat Prabhu Rajo Vairanja Panjamam. The best place for him. Wherever there is a lot of gold or a lot of wealth, go and stay there, he said to Kali. And Kali, from that day onwards, is in those places very much. He's present there. Wherever there is excessive wealth, excessive opulences, excessive wealth, excessive gold, all those places, Kali has taken his residence. Kali has taken his residence. He likes to live there. Because living there, he can execute all other four things. He can invite them to happen there if this base is strong. That base is this Rajo Vairanja Panchamam. That the fifth place what was offered, where Kali got that place of residence as goal, Jadarubam Adad Prabhu, that place where he occupied there and he understood that this must be the base where I can operate all the other four things very well. And that is why it is Dyudam Panam Sriyasunam Yatra Adharma Chadurvidaha. They are Adharmam, but all this Adharmam, all this irreligiosity happens where this one thing called goal or wealth is present. Where? Present. When it is not there, there was no problems. Everything happy in spiritual life. Spiritual life is wonderful. But when it comes, it brings all problems of this world there as well. This is the understanding. That's why I said, mentioned in Kritayugam, in Satyugam, people haven't had, they were running after gold, fill the temples with all the gold and the wealth in this world. That wasn't happening. On the other hand, they have executed their spiritual life completely on this understanding that they are all actually detrimental to the spiritual life. That is what Krishna is saying there. And such a personality, Krishna says there, that a personality, samaloshtashma kanchana. Krishna says samaloshtashma kanchana. A person who has come to that realization, it will not disturb him anything. Nothing will disturb him. So there, because he has no, he is not feeling any, favoring anything. Whether gold or stone, it is not of any attraction to him. Why is that? Because he is saying that all these are false anyway. The truth is only the soul. And because of that, samabuddhi, yogam, samatvam yogam uchyade, Krishna says, samatvam has come to him. Samatvam is not seeing gold and the stone in the same way. Samatvam is actually knowing that both of them are false. Both of them are false. You can see how much falsity comes from the gold. Equal falsity comes from the stones also in another way, isn't it? Lot of properties one has. He's thinking, I own all these properties. That is another illusion, exactly like the gold. So a realized soul understands this, and not understand, he realizes this. They are both false and they are not both to be trusted. Neither the gold nor the stone. Samatvam. Therefore it is equal for him. Samatvam yogamuchyade. Krishna says such a person can be called a yogi. And it is that yogi Krishna discusses in the next verse. So we'll discuss it next Sunday. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.